For its size, Ireland has an astonishing diversity of scenery, surpassed only by its bewildering diversity of accents. Some of these no actor would attempt without adequate insurance coverage, but allow me to try a conducted tour of the Irish voice. Time now, gentlemen, please, a Belfast man who owned my local pub used to shout at closing time. Come on now, why do I have to shout so loud to try to clear the house before anyone makes a move? I thought he was laying it on a bit, till I got to the place itself, and found that he was only a pale imitation of the real thing. If you slope down the east coast, you hit Dundalk and Drogheda. Drogheda and Ardee and the hinterland can be lumped with Monaghan, accent-wise, very broadly, of course, that is. O stony grey soil of Monaghan, the laugh from my love ye thieved. Ye took the gay child of me passion and gave me your clod conceived. Ye flung a ditch on my vision of beauty, love and truth. O stony grey soil of Monaghan, you burgled my bank of youth. Cavan, of course, is only geographically contiguous to this region. A Cavan man once told me, the Harvish moon, he said, is the brightest moon of the year. Which is probably true. And then there's the Midlands. And no doubt they take great offence the way we lumped them all together, but that's the way the story is. You could travel vocally all the way from Mullingar through Westmead and Offaly and Laois and parts of Carlow and even North Tipperary and even take in an odd corner of Kildare and you'd hardly go through three notes at a scale in any octave, whatever the hell that is. Of course, the best English is spoken in Dublin. You know that. Oh yes, that's admitted all over the world, you know. Well, all over Dublin, anyway. But, of course, that claim has a certain amount of truth in it because it referred, of course, originally to the type of English that I speak rather than to the type of English spoken by lower-class people, the gorriers, as we would call them.
Did you hear them? I'll tell you one thing, he's not a Dublin man.
Now, that's enough. There's no more Dublin accents getting give out on this programme. If you draw a line from Waterford City through South Kilkenny, South Tipperary, North Cork, Limerick, North Kerry, and into Clare, you will have successfully lassoed a whole herd of uvular R's. Now, this uvular R, being easily the most intriguing single consonant in the English language as it is justifiably abused in the Islands of Saints. It is, among other rather more questionable things, reputedly a legacy of the Norman invasion. Of course, the best English is spoken in Cork. I mean, that's universally accepted. Of course. Shall I mean anyone understand the way we talk?
Yeah, but I was at an international match last year and I was taken for a Welshman. Imagine that, a fella tried to persuade me that Cork people talk like Welshmen. And where do you live, Galway? I'd say Galway had the nicest and softest of all Irish accents.
Except, of course, when we're roused.
Did you ever hear about the cute Kerry man? A tailor he was.
And he wanted to order two of the type of iron known as a tailor's goose. You know, it's for pressing cloth and iron.
But what's the plural of goose in that case? Is it geese or gooses?
So after long pondering, he wrote his order. Dear sir, please forward one tailor's goose. P.S. As you're sending one, sure you might as well send another one along with it.
Bléan an tagúil seo, Christ Lord, od le mile se gemi no vile sto. In mo hagers, mo wahir, Jealous and fear.